Publishing is a notoriously risky business. A publishing house might give a first-time author a six-figure deal, and then the book flops. It's always been hard to predict what will sell. But publishers are now getting some help from data that tells them how readers read. NPR's Lynn Neary reports it's a development that makes some people nervous.
Alan Rinsler has a long history in publishing. Starting as an editor in 1962, he worked with some greats, including Toni Morrison, and ushered in some of that era's classics, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, and Manchild in The Promised Land. Now a freelance editor, Rinsler says publishing a book is not just a business decision, it's an act of love.
It really is. Editors fall in love with books. They see something in it that resonates for them personally, and they become passionate about it. They really have no idea whether or not the book will sell. It's strictly an intuition, an instinct.
Of course, most books don't make any money. It's the 20-80 rule, says Rinsler. Profits from 20, maybe even 10% of books support the 80 or 90% that don't sell. So some publishers think relying solely on instinct is just not enough.
Data is better than your gut. Yes, I have said that.
Dominique Rocca is publisher and CEO of Source Books, a company that's been described as data-driven, a description Rocca does not dispute. Rocca says sales data has been available for a while, but now she has access to a different kind of information.
Up to very recently, we really didn't have any insights into how readers were behaving with books in terms of their reading patterns or their reading of a specific book. All of that was kind of missing.
Digital books made it possible to track the way people read, and companies like Amazon and Apple could gather that data, but didn't share it with publishers. Now, a number of businesses have sprung up that specialize in reader analytics, and they are sharing their findings. Andrew Romberg is the founder of Jelly Books, a London-based company which began gathering reader data to help publishers with marketing decisions.
But since then, publishers have discovered they can use it for all sorts of other reasons, like why did a book that we launched not really sell despite having big expectations for it? Or if it's a first-time author who seems to be selling well, are people really reading that offer and they will buy the second book?
To figure that out, Jelly Books recruits readers by offering free ebooks in exchange for allowing the company to collect reading data. It tracks whether or not the reader finishes the book. Most don't get halfway through. Jelly Books also measures how long it takes to read a book and asks those who do finish it if they would recommend it. Sometimes, Romberg says, the results are surprising.
Once you have the data that says 90% of readers gave up after three chapters, it's pretty clear. On the other hand, there are books where the editor said, this is a lovely, lovely book, and she couldn't convince anybody in-house. And then it turns out readers just devour it.
Romberg says no publisher has canceled a book based on Jelly Books data, but Alan Rinsler is wary. He points to Toni Morrison's first book, The Bluest Eye, which he edited. A lot of people found the subject matter, rape and incest, offensive.
I think people given that book under reader analytics would have put it down pretty quick, and publishers might have said, this will never sell.
Rinsler says little is known about the readers recruited by Jelly Books, their personal tastes, or their reading preferences.
They're identified as female 51 or male 39. If I was publishing the book or if I was the author, I wouldn't really care much what those people thought.
There isn't a lot to fear here. This is a data point.
Publisher Dominique Rocca.
And I think that's one of the big distinctions that one needs to make in this space is whether you think that data is actually the decider or whether you actually are simply using data as one of the forms of information that you use.
Rocca says publishers regularly have conversations with authors about works in progress or their sales numbers, and this new data is just one more thing to add to the mix. But it's essential, she says, to respect the writer's point of view.
They are the fundamental creator of the work. And for me, data is a methodology to help inform creativity, not a methodology for stifling it or for creating something other.
Publishing a book will always be a gamble, says Rocca, and gut instinct will always play a role in choosing what books to publish. But now that it's possible to collect real data on the way people read, that will become part of the process as well. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.